Do you remember when you were an embryo? Welcome to Rise Up. This is Father Jonathan Meyer. And I'm excited. I'm going to take you on a little bit of a mini 5-day retreat. This past year, I had the opportunity to go with 30 young people from my parish to the SEEK conference, which is the young adult conference put on by Focus and Powerful. So on day two, the Archbishop of Denver, Colorado, gave a powerful homily, and he talked about a podcast that he was listening that had Sister Miriam, who's just been a powerhouse of healing in the church. And in the podcast that she was talking about, she made reference to the fact that many of us need to go back to the first 5 or 6 weeks of our existence when no one knew that we existed except for the Father. And to just go back to those first 5 weeks of existence and to allow the Father's love to be reclaimed in our hearts. Before our parents even knew that we existed, we did exist, and the Father knew us, and he saw us, and he loved us. So what I'd like to do is actually take us through the first like 6 or 7 weeks of the development that you went through in your mother's womb, when you were most likely unknown to the world. The data says that most women do not actually know, they don't discover that they have a child growing within them until the 6th or 8th week of our development. So when we think about that, the first 5 to 8 weeks of development, no one knows that we exist. No one knows that we exist except for God the Father. So during the first week of fetal development, you were an embryo, and you attached to your mother's uterine wall, and a placenta began to form. As I was meditating upon this in some of my holy hours, I was just thinking about just being caught and being held. And a lot of us have been caught in our life. We've been caught in sin. We've been caught cheating. We've been caught lying. We've been caught deceiving people. We've been caught in a lot of bad things, but I want you to think about just the Father in his desire for you to be created had you caught in your mother's womb, and then he formed a placenta for not only for you to be caught, but for you to be loved and nurtured while you were caught. I want you to just allow yourself to see the Father loving you as you were caught, that you were caught in love, that you were caught in comfort, that you were caught in beauty, that you were caught in dignity, and to allow the Father in that to love you. On this first full week of Lent, I want us to take time in silence. I want you to enter into that. I want you to go to an adoration chapel. I want you to go to daily mass. And I want you to focus today on just being caught in the Father's love, caught in the Father's, like him looking at you, like caught in his gaze, but to just allow that to transform us. Our gospel passage today, by the way, I'm tying it into this. Our gospel passage says this: "Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me." The gospel passage is Matthew 25. The least in the kingdom of God, Jesus cares about. The least in the kingdom of God, the tiniest embryo caught in the womb of its mother, Jesus has so much love for. Jesus cares so much about the least, the smallest, the tiniest in the kingdom of God. And he loved you then, and he loves you now, and he will love you forever. Allow yourself to be lost in the beauty of your creation, lost in the beauty of the Father's love, and in doing so, to allow that love to radiate, to heal those parts of your life that need to be healed. Let's pray for that grace. Let's enter into this week deeply in the beauty of God's creation. Amen. Thank you.